The Principles of Aesthetics can be considered the definitive work on aesthetics, the philosophy of art, beauty, and taste. It is the result of a series of lectures given by DeWitt H. Parker and gives a comprehensive review of a truly extensive subject. Every person has some sense of the beautiful and the ugly. We all admire certain images, combinations of sound, taste, smell, or feeling. But where does this enjoyment come from? If our tastes were all alike, we could find precise formula that define the beautiful and discover the keys to the nature of art. But our tastes differ from one person to the next, and even from one moment to the next. This is what makes beauty a mystery. Art is a grasping at the intangible reality that surrounds and transcends our attempts to order the world. This is what makes the philosophy of aesthetics so fascinating. At the very least, it gives us insight into our nature as human beings. At best, it can let us glimpse the nature of truth beyond reason and intention. It has been said that art imitates nature. Perhaps some ephemeral quality of the natural world is reflected in our sense of beauty and taste. The philosophy of aesthetics is focused on these questions. It delves into the mysterious pool from which artists and poets derive their inspiration. With this piece, DeWitt H. Parker gives us a beautiful and thorough introduction into a field that points towards the mysteries of the human experience. A summary precedes the full narration, giving a biography of the author as well as an overview synopsis and analysis of the work. The summary is capped by a brief look at the historical context of DeWitt's work, as well as the criticism and social impact it evoked.
The intrinsic value of art. Our definition of art can be complete only if it enables us to understand the value of art. The reader may well ask what possible value expression can have when it becomes an end in itself. I can understand, he may say, the value of expression for the sake of communication and influence, but what value can it have of itself? At this point, moreover, we are concerned with the intrinsic value immediately realized in the experience of art, not with further values that may result from it. Art, no less than practical expression, may have effects on other experiences which have to be considered in measuring its total worth, but these we shall leave for investigation in our last chapters, after we have reached our fullest comprehension of art. We are interested now, in order to test and complete our definition, in the resident value only. As a help toward reaching a satisfactory view, let us examine critically some of the chief theories in the field. First, the theory often called hedonistic, that the value of art consists in the satisfactions of sense, which the media of aesthetic expression afford, the delight in color and sound and rhythmical movement of line and form. The theory finds support in the industrial arts, where beauty often seems to be only a luxurious charm supervening upon utility, but also in painting and sculpture when appreciated in their decorative capacity as things of beauty. There is a partial truth in this theory, for, as we have seen, the sensuous media of all the arts tend to be developed in the direction of pleasure, and no man who lacks feeling for purely sensuous values can enter into the fullness of the aesthetic experience. But the theory fails in not recognizing the expressive function of sensation in art. As Goethe said, art was long formative, that is, expressive, before it was beautiful, in the narrow sense of charming. In order to be beautiful, it is not enough for a work of art to offer us delightful colors and lines and sounds. It must also have a meaning. It must speak to us, tell us something. The second theory, which I shall examine, is the moralistic or Platonic. According to this, art is an image of the good and has value insofar as, through expression, it enables us to experience edifying emotions or to contemplate noble objects. The high beauty of the Sistine Madonna, for example, would be explained as identical with the worth of the religious feelings which it causes in the mind of the beholder. The advantage of art over life is supposed to consist in its power to create in the imagination better and more inspiring objects than life can offer.